The holy letters of the Rebbe, and we're up to in volume 5, we're up to letter 1250. Now this is the Rebbe's addressing on the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe's giving a lot of titles over here. Oreinu Shloima, this is Shloima Matasov. He was a shliach in Casablanca, Morocco, as we said. That's Pam Manuel's father-in-law. Yes, we have letters in the past, in the previous, in volume 4 we studied earlier. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe said, I have received your letters timely, and thank Hashem for the good health, that everybody is in good health. May you also in the future notify that you and your family are all well, that it's peace unto you and your family. I'm also thanking you for the notices that you write about the additional villages that have been added from time to time with all the details that belong to it. You, for sure, the Rebbe said, also in the future, you shall do so, and I thank you in advance. As far as your questions goes, the Rebbe says, I have already given over to Reb Binyamin Garadetsky, which, by the way, they just had on the one of the Lubavitch websites from the GEM, called the Jewish Educational Media. They preserve and they bring some old videos. So they had an unusual video of the Rebbe conversing with Reb Binyamin Garadetsky, which he was the head of the office in France, which was in charge of the whole area over there, Northern Africa, and all the places over there, and the Rebbe unusually was motioning with his hands and with his, it's sort of like a private conversation of the Rebbe versus in the formal setting. So the Rebbe was like in a very interesting to see how there's no audio, but it's just a video, and you see there. But anyway, so the Rebbe said, I've given over through Reb Binyamin Garadetsky. I did not have the time to answer you immediately. Certainly, you've already received the instructions in the letter from Reb Binyamin Garadetsky. The Rebbe is also attaching this booklet for Chof Cheshvan that has just been published, and you will certainly, the Rebbe says, use it in a fitting way. The Rebbe says it's proper that together with the Rebbe, great genius, Michal Lipsker, who is also a shaliach over there, that you should consult and to figure out how the work to utilize these days of the month of redemption, the month of Kislev, Yutes Kislev, that is coming upon us, which is Yud, Yutes Kislev, and Hanukkah. Those are the special days which are upon us, in a fitting way to utilize them and to publicize in a fitting way. Also, in places that are distant, by finding the right people to expound about the story of the holiday of Yutes Kislev, and in general instructions about what to speak about to utilize this. The main thing is to bring it into practical actions that you are able to demand of them, that is, to increase acquiring more students for the yeshiva, Ole Yosef Yitzchok, and also strengthening Yiddishkeit in general. The Rebbe says, I cannot agree. The Rebbe says here in quotation marks, they wanted to sort of add something to the name. It's called Ole Yosef Yitzchak, the tense of Yosef Yitzchak, which is named after his father-in-law, after the previous Rebbe. But they wanted to they say something in I'm not sure exactly. Im habeis aholei chulu. The Rebbe says we can't agree, but you do it in a diplomatic way. The Rebbe says, you know, don't. I extend my greetings to all those who are active in our institutions in general, especially to the activist Rav Yitzchok Almaliach Shiyichya. May Hashem protect him, Yishmarei Yitzurei, and may be successful both physically and spiritually. The Rebbe also adds a footnote over here, or a note, a P.S., that for sure, are you putting an effort also now to get some of the Svarim? And the Rebbe said that I already think I wrote to you that if it's connected with some expenses, you can do so. The Rebbe says, I think what a kufa means is small expenses. So you can go, the Rebbe is authorizing him to go spend, and the Rebbe says, let me know the amount and I will pay it, the Rebbe says. I think hotzois kitanis, I think it means small expenses. And the Rebbe thanks him for this trouble. The Rebbe asks that whether if there is authors or people that wrote holy books, and so the Rebbe was asking them to try to send it as a gift to the library if he can. They brought down in earlier letters, Durden, and another place. Apparently, there was a lot of great rabbis in Morocco from the past, and everything. As it was, the Jewish community was deteriorating. The Rebbe was trying to save, I guess, all the different books and the authors, you know, and all the investment that they did. So that's.
But that was under French rule.
What?
That was under.